Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers at the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle futures had a disappointing start to this week. August futures closed down 70 at 136.72. They went as low as 134.25. So we closed $2.50, roughly $2.50 off their lows from earlier today. And that is new contract lows. The market is getting somewhat oversold here. So there will be some bottom pickers right in here. But as we make new contract lows at this time of the year, that is not a very good sign. Live cattle were lower as well. June live cattle, 114.52, down $2.20, about 80 off their lows. We are at a pretty sharp discount to the cash, given the fact that it is June 20th. The June live cattle futures will expire in about 10 trading days. So there's still time for those two to converge. But at this point, that is a pretty big difference in between the futures and the cash. Also, that is new lows for the June live cattle futures contract. So overall, we started this week really, really negative. Boxed beef at midday, choice was down 49 cents at 221.34. Select up 58 at 200.19. So still early in the week for cash to develop. At the end of this week, we've got the cattle on feed report as well.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain market's under pressure today as rain forecast has added some moisture back into the two-week forecast. Also received some rains over the weekend in parts of Nebraska that were relatively dry. So this time of year, when it's normally hot, normally dry, rain forecasts tend to dictate what the market does as a whole. This afternoon, we've got the crop condition report and progress report. It's expected that the corn and bean good to excellent categories could drop up to 4%, but somewhere between 1 and 4% drop in the corn and beans both. That is a little bit surprising due to the fact the market was down today, but that's what's expected. The export market at the Gulf of Mexico seems like it's pretty firm. Its basis levels stay strong. Also, the U.S. dollar today down 64 points lends itself to possibly more exports going forward. Export report this morning actually was bullish for wheat and bullish for soybeans and then neutral for corn. So overall, the export market seems to be doing okay. It mostly looks like the rain forecast and things of that nature are what's pressuring it. The next big report will be the June 30th, the acreage and stocks report. That'll be the final number for how many beans acres actually got switched from corn. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.